אנחנו קוראים בספר
We're reading in the book of the in the Zohar for all Bereshit Genesis Bet article The world is divided into 45 colors and types of lights item 270 You can ask questions at kab.tv and relevant questions will be asked during the lesson We have two states situations the corrupted broken situation when we are in separation and therefore in the distant parts we can't see the spiritual picture and in order to bring the picture together to see it in the correct manner in our emotion and mind in order to live in it we have to put these pieces together and this is actually all of our work and in order to overcome the separation and to put the pieces together well this is the work of correction in order to do it in order to perform this work well we can't do that by ourselves we don't have the force the strength to do it we don't have that quality of connection rather for this we need help help from the force that sustains all of reality and this force we discover that on purpose it pushed us away from one another it created those types of relationships between us which are called have created the evil inclination why did it do that to us that we are far from one another each one is only within himself only cares for himself because he wants us to need him to want to bring him into that into the connection between us because then we don't just connect between us into some sort of corporeal form like a commune or a kibbutz but rather we come into a new quality of existence this quality is called a spiritual existence or a spiritual quality which is complete and eternal and it's completely different than what could have been if say we would have simply connected here in order to create some nicely connected integral world some sort of a communism so our entire work is to discover how much we are all just separated parts distant from one another and the entire evil stems from that and that we have to invite our root so it would connect us bring us together and would make us as if in its hands would connect us into that Lego or puzzle it would connect us in the right manner so that all of us would be as man when in one heart in the right connection in our root and then when he will do it in a the beautiful manner in the best manner with love and care and also by that we will want to feel him that he will do it that he will be revealed so maybe we can think in such a way while reading the Zohar this is a source that's telling us about our actions that the correct creatures who are called Kabbalists are inviting the action of the creator and he connects them in a place where they discover hatred distance and they want him to come into that and to connect them and to be among them as that connecting force the one that keeps the covenant that His quality, love and bestowal, will glue them together into the correct form. Well, item 270. Now he brings the order of the Atzilut of Nukva, which is on one side. The water departs through the holes in the rocks of Zeranpin, where the lights illuminate through them from above downwards, and the upper light from Ensof enters them and strikes the four phases in the abyss, which is the inclusive abyss. Meaning it strikes the four Bechinot Chubtum in the inclusive Malchut, the Nukva of Zeranpin. And through this striking ten Sfirot Chubtum of Nukva emerge. Every light from the four phases is included in the other during the striking, and four Pratsufim are made in here, where in which one there is Chubtum that clove over one another. And they meet on one side of Malchut, only in the Malchut of Midat HaRachamim, mercy, that provides for half a Pratsuf from Chazen above. And therefore the water, which are the lights that are emanated to her from Zeranpin, divide in her, and she receives only the part that is from Chazen above of every Pratsuf. Since because she lacks the side of the Malchut of Midat Hadin, judgment, she cannot receive the part from Chazeh and below Zeranpin, because it shines only on the Malchut of Midat Hadin, judgment. And the reason that in this Atzilut of Zeranpin there are seven Bechinot, Chagat Nehim, and in the Nukva there are only four Bechinot, is that there are two descents in the four Bechinot Chubtum, because the essential Chubtum are only in the Gar, but in Zeranpin, Chub descended and became Chug, meaning Chasadim. And the four Bechinot in it are considered Chugtum. In the Nukva, they descend again, because Chug of Zeranpin became in her to Netzach Vehod, and Tiferet Zeranpin became Yesod, and therefore her four Bechinot are considered as Nehim. In a way that in the Gar they are Chubtum, and in Zeranpin they are Chugtum, and in the Nukva there are Nehim. And the difference between them is vast, because Chub are truly Chokhmah and true Bina, but in Zeranpin, when they became Chug, the Chokhmah and Bina went down and became Chasadim and Gvurot, because his Kelim no longer receive Chokhmah, but they have Chasadim in great abundance. Therefore, Chagat are called broad kelim, because the extent of the width implies to chasadim, and the extent of the length implies on the chokhmah. And when they came down to Nukva and became Netzach Vehod, the kelim shrinked, since they were reduced by the they lost the abundance of the chasadim, but they are considered as long kelim, worthy of receiving the illumination of chokhmah that is called long. In a way that in their Gar Chubtum there is truly the light of Chokhmah, the Chokhmah of direct light. But in the Chugtum of Zeranpin there is only Chasadim. And in the Nukva there is the illumination of Chokhmah that is extended from Bina, that returned to be Chokhmah through her ascent to Ari Chanpin, and is not true Chokhmah as in the Gar. And it is known that the upper one includes within it all the ones that are lower to it, as they pass through it and are bestowed to the lower ones. And having gone through it, they remain in it, because there's no lack in the spiritual. Therefore, the roots of every lower one are in the one that is upper from it. Therefore, each of the gar are considered as having 10 complete sfirot, kachab chagat nahim. Kachab they have of themselves, because therefore bechinot are chubetum. And they have chagat from the four bechinot, chugtum of zeranpin. And they have nahim from the four bechinot, chubtum of the nukva. But zeranpin already lacks kachab, because its four bechinot chugtum that are called chagat. However, as it includes the nukva, then it also has nehim from the nukva. Therefore, it is considered as seven sfirot, chagat nehim. But the nukva already lacks the many chasadim from that are in chagat, because the chug of Zeranpin were diminished in her to Netzach Vehod. Therefore, she only has Nehim, which is therefore considered as four, to indicate that she only has four Sfirot Nehim, and she lacks the first six Sfirot Kachab Chagat. Therefore, Zeranpin is counted as seven, and Nukva is counted as four. 271.
Is there anything urgent to ask about?
From Moscow, they're asking, where is my effort if all I have to do is to just ask of the Creator to do everything?
This is your effort? To discover that there's none else but Him, that He does everything, that He is the first and the last, that He is filling up the world, and only concealed from us that force, and that all that we are in a concealment. You are in something that works, operate, turn, spinning, everything. It's all like blah, 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 blah. And you are there, and around you it's all darkness, silence, nothing. You do not see or identify anything. Now, tell me, what remains for you? First of all, remains for you to discover in what huge mechanism, complete system you're in. How are you connected to it? And how can you take him to start with maybe a small part in it, and later on part in its operation, until you are the one operating and you are acting and moving the whole system. And for the time being, you're completely disconnected from all that happens, and the system affects you, like slightly, as if just to keep you in existence. In a sudden, I don't know how to describe it, but I don't know. Well, build some such image, such depiction. See from where and till where are you reaching? As nowadays you are as a sleepy fly in the corner of some world, I don't know, some palace or something, and nothing. And then you awaken until you get up and get to know and being familiar, and then all of a sudden some light turned on and you begin to see what happens around you and everything, and like in some legend, like a fairy tale.
A continuation question from Moscow. What does it mean to ask of the Creator?
That you recognize the force that operates in the creature, that you recognize that you depend upon it, and that beside Him there's no one else to act. That you begin to feel that indeed there is a force that works and operate and arranges everything. So accordingly, you have someone to turn to. And what to turn with, you also discover, well, for that you need revelations. That it's not I am He who works, rather He is the one that work to the good and to the bad, and what I need Him to do and how I need Him to do. All kind of data. And He is doing all kind of worsening the situation for you, in order for you to pay attention to who you are, what you are, how incapable you are of anything. And this is what now will would be revealed to the world with this crisis. And then as you begin to advance in it and recognize on what are you dependent until you discover him. Until you discover him as bad because you feel bad. And then you advance and you begin to understand and wisen up that, well, it is for the good. And although you're feeling bad, you'll understand that he affects you for the good, working on you for the good. Like an educator or a guide that work with you, and although in your corporeal senses it seems to you as not good, however you start acquiring his qualities, his intention and his actions, that it is for the good. And then you alongside, you identify with his actions, although it feels bad for you. And then you acquire new mind and feel spiritual ones, although the body corporally suffers, but you want to cleave on to this plan, to this goal, more than to your own body. And then you're asking to ascend, you're trying, you're doing such actions here that the same upper one will part you with new values. So in your mind and feel, you'd be cleaving on to him more so, to his actions, to his plans and what he is doing, more than had you been connected to your desire to receive. And the more you're asking, the values of love and bestowal become of a higher importance, and the values of reception and rejection from others, then those values. Accordingly, thus you advance. It's all one versus the other, and so on and so forth. Yes? Well?
Adam from Jerusalem asks, if the system is complete, how can I join it?
Well, this is how we join it, gradually, by beginning to know the operator, the one who acts.
Item 271. And all the seven sefirot of Zeranpin grip into their seven malchuyot, because each one is comprised of seven. Therefore, in each one of them, there is the sefira of Malchut. These seven Malchuyot are considered as the left line of Zeranpin. And they mine in the darkness the abyss, which is the Nukva of Zeranpin. Meaning they extend towards her the illumination of the left from the point of Shuruk in Ima, which is darkness. And by this, the Nukva is engraved in the darkness of Ima, as written, Be'er chafaruha sarim karuha, a world that was dug, and ministers have mined her. That the acronyms of these letters are the letters of Bachoshech, because Be'er, a well, Hanukva, was dug by sarim, chafaruha sarim, chagat as a ranpin, that are called sarim, ministers, and are considered as seven sefirot. And the extension of darkness of Ima is the digging and the engraving of Zeranpin. And these darknesses have mingled with all the sefirot of Nukva. And the waters rise from below upwards, meaning the light of Hasadim, called water, the right line, first illuminates from below upwards in the point of Cholam. And later the Hasadim descend to the left line, and they connect there with the light of the left, with the light of the Chokhmah in the point of Shuruk. And even though this light is darkness there, but this is because the Chokhmah cannot illuminate without a dressing of Chasadim. And it follows that now, when the Chasadim descend to the left line, the illumination of Chokhmah comes back and is awakened there, and they turn into one another. And the lights and the darknesses and the waters mix together and the lights that are not seen are formed of them, that they are dark, meaning that from this integration of the lights and the darkness and the waters with one another, the Parzuf of Nukva of Gadlut is constructed, which is therefore regarded as lights that are not visible and are dark, and it is called a lamp that does not illuminate. 272. Each one of the seven abysses of Zeranpin struck the corresponding Bechina in the abyss of Nukva, and they divide into 75 pipes of the abyss, and waters are drawn through them that are the lights.
Are we truly asking for Chibu, all of us together, from that force?
The degree that emerges from this Zivug is divided over the Chazeh. That from Chazeh and above, it's Zeranpin, and therefore these are 75 Tzinorot pipes. And from Chazeh and below, it's the Nukva, and therefore there are 365 tendons. Because every additional Zivug multiplies by 10. Therefore, they are divided into the 75 pipes of the abyss, because there are seven abysses, which are seven Malchuyot of Zeranpin, and they become into 70. And also, each Sfira was multiplied, so that they are 700. And the abyss of the Nukva did not become 10, but rather 5. Due to the lack of half of the Malchut of Midat Hadin, judgment, that therefore lacks 5 pipes of the abyss that belong to the half of the Malchut of Midat Hadin. And the waters are drawn through them, the lights, because from the 70 pipes of the abyss of Zeranpin, they are extended to the 5 pipes of the abyss of Nukva, and from the 5 pipes of the abyss of the Nukva, they are imparted to all of reality. And they are called pipes, because every degree only bestows within her abyss, the Malchut. Therefore, the abysses are called pipes, since they draw the abundance from the upper one to the lower one. And the reason for the number, 365, will be clarified below. Each pipe raises its voice, and the abysses of the receiver shudder. And in the Nukva, there are only 5 abysses, where every pipe of the 70 pipes of Zeranpin rises to bestow with its unique voice. The bestower, Zeranpin, is called a voice, and the Nukva that receives is called speaking. And there are 2 types of bestowal in Zeranpin that are called 2 voices. 1. The voice of Midat HaRachamim, mercy, Bina, that bestows in the half of Malchut of Midat HaRachamim, called speaking. 2. The voice of Midat HaDin, judgment, Malchut of Midat HaDin, that is included in it, which bestows in the half of Malchut of Midat HaDin. Because in Zeranpin there are 2 Malchuyot. Therefore, in Zeranpin there are pipes, whose voice comes from Midat HaRachamim, and it has pipes whose voice comes from Midat HaDin. Every pipe raises its voice, some of them with the voice of Midat HaRachamim, and some with the voice of Midat HaDin. Therefore, the abysses of Nukva shudder, as they lack half the Malchut of Midat HaDin, because they don't have the room to receive those voices of Midat HaDin. And when the voice of Midat HaRachamim, HaDin, sounds, each abyss calls upon its friend and says, split your waters and I shall enter you. Because the 70 abysses of Zeranpin are incorporated with one another. And in each one there are 2 types of voices. And similarly, the 10 abysses of the Nukva are incorporated with one another. Therefore, each abyss from the 70 pipes of the abyss of Zeranpin calls upon the corresponding abyss in the Nukva to share the abundance that he'll give him. that he'll receive only for half of the abyss from Chazeh and above, where the half of Malchut of Midat HaRachamim governs, and will not receive the abundance that belongs to the half of the abyss of from Chazeh and below, where the Malchut is not corrected, because she lacks the correction of half the Malchut of Midat HaDin that belongs to the place that is from Chazeh and below. Therefore, that part in her is in deficiency. And it is written, abyss upon abyss calls the voice of your pipes. The abyss of Zeranpin calls upon the corresponding abyss in the Nukva at a time that the voice of the pipes of Midat HaDin sounds. And he calls upon him and says, split your waters and I shall enter you. And it follows that the 10 abysses of the Nukva have divided, that the 5 from Chazen above the Nukva received their abundance, because there she has corrected vessels of reception. And the 5 that are from the Chazen below will not be able to receive their abundance, since there are no corrected vessels of reception. Therefore, it follows that the number of the pipes is 75. 70 for Zeranpin, and only 5 for the Nukva. Only the 5 that are from Her Chazeh and above.
Questions? None? Nice. All right, they are.
Yaakov from Germany and Roy from Croatia ask, how do we recognize that we are not being confused about the purpose of our connection, that it's not a corporeal purpose?
We try as much as we're capable, and gradually, slowly, we begin to feel a more correct discernment. Yes, Gilad?
This light that educates us, does it actually educate the group?
Only. How can a person, well, a person by himself cannot connect. What is he connecting to? We with the Creator cannot connect. The Creator is what is revealed within the Chibur. Man and woman, divinity between them. So he is revealed between the creatures and the Chibur between them. He is revealed as the fulfillment, as the light. There is the light that corrects, light that connects, light that fulfills, and he who does those actions and is being in it as the its source, the source of the light, of all those lights, is the Creator, the coefficient. Hence we are saying, and the total, the coefficient. So here also the root, the Creator is revealed.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson from Taz.